Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and Mary Carmody from MaryCarmodyNutrition.ie is back this week, getting everybody's health in order. And Mary, I want to talk to you about stress and worry during COVID. So many people are worried right now, aren't they? And they're kind of reaching for food, because a lot of people do that, don't they? If they're stressed or if they're bored, you kind of reach for unhealthy food. You never go for the salad.
No. Definitely not the salads anyhow. It's definitely, it's the comfort eating. Yes, yes. I find a lot of my clients at the moment are very worried. They're worried about the children going back to school. They're worried about themselves. They're worried about their parents or the elderly. And there is a lot of worry out there, all right, definitely. Yeah. But I suppose I always think the diet is key. So making sure that the diet that may have slipped during the summer or at the start of COVID again, it might have slipped a little bit, but try and look at the diet and try and go back to, you know, trying to eat regularly, trying to make a couple of simple, easy meals and snacks. I set up very simple recipes. It just happened on YouTube. People were asking me, could you send me some brown bread recipes? Could you send me a protein ball? Could you send me a soup recipe? Real simple, simple recipes. So I just went off and did up really easy recipes. A couple of minutes they take to, and they're on my website as well at MaryCarmodyNutrition.ie, just to help people, I suppose, to have a focus, really, you know,
yeah,
and just focus on if you eat well and empowering yourself to believe that you are what you eat, you are what you absorb. If you are stressed or worried, your digestive system, and that's what I've seen actually, Trina, in the last few weeks, people are getting on bloating, digestive discomfort, flatulence, heartburn, lots of stuff like this going on. And you see, if you're not chewing up your foods well, and if you're not eating regularly or making nutritious foods, and just maybe if you're skimping and picking up, you know, processed tins and processed foods that wouldn't really be fueling you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, some of the vitamins and things you'd look at would be mainly magnesium. Magnesium's a lovely one to calm down the system. The magnesium in the nuts and seeds, you'd have it in dark green vegetables. Again, almonds would be a nice source there. Spinach, kale, some of the lovely green vegetables that you can make lovely, lovely simple soups. But as B vitamins then, so going for the complex carbohydrates. And sometimes I find in the shops that it's impossible to nearly find the brown wholemeal pasta.
It is very hard to find, yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Do you find, on that, Mary, do you find that, I mean, we've definitely been making a conscious effort to eat healthier because of the COVID stone and the rest that went on during lockdown. But the shopping bill is much more expensive when you try to eat healthily. It's mad, isn't it, how that is?
Well, I don't know about that, because there are still very, very easy recipes and little snacks that you can make. Porridge isn't expensive. To buy some nuts in some of the shops, you know, nuts and seeds, and make up a very simple granola. It's better to spend some of the money on, like, you can wholemeal pastas, wholemeal rice. It's still better than getting a takeaway where you just have what you have and then you're loaded with sugar or salt.
Yeah.
And your immune is down and you're spending it on the doctor consultation then or whatever, you know. I suppose the main thing for me is that my energy would drop if I didn't eat quite well.
Yeah.
And if your energy goes then, and if you feel sluggish or tired, then you reach out for the chocolate and for the processed empty nutrient foods. You know, they won't fill you at all. So it's just, I suppose, to put a plan in place. Because, you know, the way if you don't eat your breakfast or if you don't eat, you know, some meal, you do get a little bit, your focus goes, your concentration goes. You know, tins of fish, when you talk about foods again, tins of fish are great because there's lots of omega-3s, there's protein, they'll fill you up for ages. They are so reasonable, most of them in the shop, you know.
Yeah.
Mackerel, you could get the tins of salmon are more expensive, all right, the wild salmon. But you get a big tin. But when you compare that then to a couple of sausage rolls or a couple of, you know, rubbishy foods or something
you pick up, there's no absolute junk that you'd be starving again 2 minutes later. When it comes to then frozen veg, is that as nutritious as the fresh veg? Because sometimes it can be thrown out, you know, the way when you don't use it within a day or two and it's wasted, the fresh veg.
Yeah, I mean, like we use frozen peas in our house once a week. we'd use the frozen berries, say, for the making the smoothies, because they go off very quickly. I mean, it's, again, it's just using what you can. And if it's more convenient, or you have, you're tight on space, use the frozen veg. I remember years ago when we were studying, it was said at one stage that maybe you feel a little bit tired, more tired from frozen veg, because our frozen, anything frozen, when it comes from the freezer. But, you know, I suppose what I say is try and do a mix. There's farmers markets where we are in Cork, farmers markets every day of the week, nearly now at this stage. It just means you might have to travel a little bit extra. I mean, I know where we are, there's all these country markets, and there's one that I drop the kids at 20 past 8 in the morning. On the way, I run in for 5 minutes and I'm back up on my call again for 9 o'clock, you know, and my breakfast pad and everything in between. So it's just, if there's a will, there's a way.
I know, if there's
a will, there's a way, you'll actually do it. And one thing there about speaking about foods being expensive, I mean, there's a soup I'm making at the moment. It's just, again, a real simple, easy one. Because of the coming into the winter and the viral stuff, thyme is a very good herb. The herbs are great medicinally, but the thyme would be good for breathing. And I just was picking up onions, garlic, putting in some courgettes, because they're 50 cent, a big courgette in the
market.
They're
gorgeous,
a huge courgette. Courgettes, carrots, 120 for a big bag of gorgeous carrots. A friend of mine moved away up the country and she said to me, "Oh, Mary," she said, "I'd nearly get you to post me up some of those carrots," because she couldn't get anything like them in the shop. So they're absolutely beautiful. And then we just put in some, I put in some bone broth from the chicken or stock cube. And you can just put in some of the herbs, so thyme or oregano or, you know, something a little bit of salt. Really good. Because the thyme now will be lovely on meat, fish, tomato dishes, casseroles, anything at all. When people come in and say they get some of the ones from the well-known ones from the shops and they're paying €4 for a little amount of it. When you have a family, and there'd be six of us here at some stage, including the au pair, we find that you could make a big pot of soup for a couple of euro and you can freeze it off if you don't want it after a couple of days and have it again the following week or whenever you feel like having it, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely, it's just about keeping it simple. And then, you know, you can have your odd healthy-ish takeaway. Stir fries, all of these. And you don't have to use meat all the time, even if you are eating a lot of meat. It's nice to cut down and have, you know, chickpeas or something someday in your, maybe a chickpea curry instead.
It is all about the planning, isn't it? Keeping the food diary and almost planning your week in advance so you know exactly what ingredients you need to have in and just going from there and stop making excuses almost.
Well, absolutely, because if your makeup ran out or, you know, if something you needed all the time,
hair,
your shampoo,
the makeup running out,
you definitely have another one ready to pop on and use. So it's the same. Sometimes people just go, "Oh, I don't have any of those ingredients." But keep a lot of dried foods, like have your chopped tomatoes, your kidney beans, your chickpeas, tomato puree. Have lots of, maybe some of the milks now, the oat milk. Have your pastas, rices, oat cakes. Just have a supply so that you could whip up something fairly quickly with your frozen veg and frozen fruit, everything. You know, it's sometimes I think we just get a bit overwhelmed. We have so much stuff there.
I know.
And then other times it's very little. So just always have a little shopping list in your head.
It'll take the stress out too, if you know exactly what you're going to be having for the week and you're not kind of, because like we, every day we used to be like, what are we having for dinner? It would almost cause an argument. What are we going to have for our dinner? I don't know. You tell us, you know, that kind of way. So Mary, if we want to contact you about our nutrition and how to get back on track health-wise, how can we contact you?
So I have my own Facebook page, Mary Carmody Nutrition. I post regular tips on that. I had something about blood pressure up, how to help people lower their blood pressure. I do regular tips on lots of areas. So you can look back along the feeds and see all the different pieces of information. So I'm on Instagram and I've lots of simple recipes. It's all about simple with me, keeping it nice and simple, because I'm not into cooking myself, Trina. I'm just into staying healthy by making simple snacks to keep me going in my busy, lovely life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want to be able to enjoy everything, but in a simple way, just to stay healthy, you know?
Okay.
So that's it. MaryCarmodyNutrition.ie.
MaryCarmodyNutrition.ie. You're a legend, Mary. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.